So that's a really great question. How can I rely on Hashem right now in the situation that I'm going through now, when last time in a similar situation, one feels like Hashem let them down? Because again, one tried to previously rely on Hashem, and seemingly Hashem didn't come through for them. So again, when I've got a similar situation right now, what's the motivator for me to rely on Hashem? It seems that sometimes Hashem is reliable and sometimes he's not so reliable, because again, he didn't come through for me last time in this similar situation. So it's not so motivating for me to rely on him in this situation. So that's a really good question, and we'll do our best with Hashem's help to address it in the right way, Bezrat Hashem. So I think this boils down to really how this whole world works. We know that, you know, the famous Gemara, that one of the people basically had an NDE, a near-death experience, and he went and he died. And his father asked him when he came back to this world, "What did you see in the other world?" And the Gemara there says that he responded, "I saw an upside-down world, because many of the people that are not honored in this world, they might be poor, they might seem like not so successful, etc., in other ways in this world. Many of them were the successful people in that world." And the opposite was also true. Many of the people that seemed like the big people in this world, the big success stories, many of them were the real poor people in the next world. So his father said back to him, he said, in that world that you saw when you passed away for a few moments and you saw the true world, that is not the upside down world. That is the true world. This is the upside down world. And why that's such a fundamental Gemara is because everything that we see and experience in this world is very, very often upside down to the truth. Not everything, absolutely everything. Of course, a lot of the time we have correct perspective, but much, much of what we see in this world is upside down from the true perspective. And that being the case, that's exactly what gives us the opportunity to succeed and excel in Emunah and Bitachon. I mean, Emunah is specifically when one doesn't have the information and one can't see things in a certain way, and one specifically has to apply based on what I've learned, based on what I believe it, etc. I now am applying that. I'm practicing that emunah, that belief in Hashem, even though it might seem otherwise. According to all perspectives, it might seem like A is the truth, but Hashem tells me B, I'm going with B. And we apply this to all areas when it comes to an emunah perspective, when it comes to mitzvahs. Sometimes mitzvahs seem completely counterintuitive, but again, we don't go by our perspective. We go by Hashem's perspective, which needs a certain belief and a certain maturity to be able to work towards that place of building that belief based on our experiences, based on seeing the times that Hashem did come through, based on what we've learned about Emunah and Bitachon, and this whole journey of Emunah and Bitachon, really. Because again, many, many, many things in this world, most of this world, in fact, definitely the Western world and the way that most of the world operates in a way that is not according to the true perspective, Hashem's perspective, as we've discussed many, many times. So it takes a lot of work on our Emunah and Bitachon muscles to apply that absolute belief that I'm confident in Hashem perspective. Now, why that's such an important fundamental principle and really a foundation to this question that you're asking also is because when you phrase the question as how can I rely on Hashem when it seems like he let me down last time? So the true perspective is Hashem never, ever, ever lets us down. Hashem is absolutely the only one that is truly, truly, truly reliable. There's many sources for this we've gone through, some of them in our Transform Your Bitachon series. One example is that the Chofetz Chaim brings, and based on a midrash also, but the Chofetz Chaim brings it, illustrates it beautifully. He says, you see from the episode in the Torah of Lot and Sodom, that what was when the visitors, who were really angels, but to Lot appeared as visitors, as human visitors, they came to him and they said, and they seeked, you know, to have protection from his house. And then the evil people of Sodom came and wanted to harm them. And Lot's argument to the people there was not please just leave these people, they're good people, or please don't do such a bad thing, you're doing a bad thing, even though those things are also true. That wasn't the argument that was obvious to Lot. The argument that was obvious, he said, please do not cause any harm to these people. Why? Because they have chosen to take shelter in me. They are relying on me. And when someone relies on you, you are obligated to do anything and everything you can to come through for them. You're accountable. This is one of the important things. Again, we speak about it in our transfer of Bitachon series. As the Chofetz Chaim points out, he says, when Lot himself, in many passages in Chazal, say that he was not a righteous individual, nevertheless, he understood this most basic fundamental principle that when someone relies on you, you've got to be accountable. The same as, you know, and this is obviously between husband and wife, between parents and children, between friends, between business associates, and many, many other things. Accountability, responsibility. Someone's counting on you for something, you got to come through for them. Now, we as human beings, even though even people who have the correct perspective and understand that, you know, you've got to have accountability and you've got to be responsible and reliable when someone relies on you. But even so, we're limited. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We mess up. We have limitations. We sometimes, even if we're well-meaning, you know, even a mother sometimes who's trying to look after her child, but she's sometimes completely out of resources. You know, even that's like the highest example of someone who will look after as someone else, put their life on the line, etc. But even so, a human being is a human being, whereas Hashem is not limited, as the Chofetz Chaim Vav brings at the beginning, the many conditions, the many differences between bitachon, reliance on a human being, and bitachon in Hashem. And when it comes to relying on Hashem himself, Hashem firstly wants better for us than we want for ourselves, loves us more than we love ourselves. And on top of that, he's able to do anything and everything. He's not limited by any limitations. You know, once you put all that together, then we realize that Hashem is absolutely reliable and will come through for us. There's no doubt about it. Now, to directly address the point that you're mentioning, which is a very real and important point to address, and that is that, but Hashem didn't come through for me last time. So what this whole thing that we're saying is very nice chatter, but it doesn't seem to be the truth. And yes, the fact is true that sometimes Hashem doesn't come through for an individual, or at least it appears like that. That fact is true. It's not the truth as we all know, that every time you ask Hashem for something, He gives it to you. Many times He says no, many times there's other considerations, etc. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Hashem's not accountable and responsible for us and not coming through for us? God forbid. That would be against the correct perspective, the many, many, many sources that we've learned. Hashem is the most accountable. If there's anyone to rely on, it's Hashem. Hashem is going to come through for us if we rely on Him correctly. However, as we've spoken about many, many times, so the numerous perspectives. Firstly, for the absolute axiom of Bitachon to work without any shadow of doubt, as we've discussed many times, as everybody brings, the precondition is that one has to be so absolute in their reliance on Hashem that there's no plan B. They're absolutely certain. If somebody asks you, if your uncle calls you and he tells you, I'm going to give you whatever you need financially, you know, tomorrow, and you have no doubt about it, he's done it 10 times before, and you know he wants to help you, you know he's able to, and someone asks you, well, how are you going to deal with your financial problem right now? You're going to say, don't worry, it's sorted out. I've spoken to my uncle, who's very happy to help me out. He's done it many times before. I have no doubt he's going to do it tomorrow. We've already spoken on the phone. If a person gets to that level of bitachon in Hashem, they're confident, they don't have a plan B, they know 100% Hashem's coming through for them, be it financially, be it health-wise, be it in marriage or with children or whatever the situation at hand is. A person is 100% confident, like the Chofetz Chaim Vav says at the beginning. What is true bitachon? Someone who has menuchas nefesh, a person who's completely tranquil and not stressed, not anxious, because they know that Hashem is going to come through for them. Again, we speak about high levels, but at least to know where to aim. So when a person gets to such a place, such reliance on Hashem, there is no doubt about it, he will come through. So the way to phrase the question is not, Hashem didn't come through for me last time. I felt like He let me down last time. It's not that He let me down. It's really putting the accountability on myself now and saying, Hashem didn't let me down. I let myself down. I'm saying that a bit harshly, but I'm just saying it correctly, though. It's not Hashem that failed the situation. It's that I did not have sincere reliance in Hashem. So I can say, Hashem didn't come through for me, not because he let me down, but unfortunately I was not able to reach a proper state of reliance on him. I might have tried, I might have done well for myself, but I still did not reach a proper state of reliance on him. And as we've learned many times, unless one is in this axiom of bitachon, when a person's so sincere in their absolute reliance on Hashem, then we have the normal rules that we follow all the times how it comes to tefillah and relying on Hashem. And I'll just throw in the side point, which is very, very important, because people often hear this and they say, well, that's very nice, but when am I even going to reach such a high level of absolute reliance on Hashem? That's impossible at such a high level. So as Rabbeinu Yonah and many of the Mefarshim bring, the main reward for bitachon is not receiving what you want, be it $1 billion, be it recovery from health or anything else much, much greater than anything you would like to achieve in this world, is the reward you're going to get in the next world for eternity for just trying to have bitachon. Which means, even if you don't get to 100% bitachon, even if you only get to 2% bitachon, you know, you're just doing a little bit, you're just speaking to Hashem a little bit, that reward for that, which you're going to get in the next world, is way greater than anything we can imagine for ourselves in this world. So the reason it's so important to say that is because this whole journey is very, very worthwhile, even if we don't make it right to the top. We do have to know where to aim, and that's why it's important to mention the whole axiom of bitachon, etc. But at the same time, to realize any little effort is absolutely very, very worthwhile. But at the same time, when we're not in that boat, just to answer the question again more directly, when we're not in that boat of the absolute axiom of bitachon, where Hashem will for sure come through for us, where we're 100% sincere in our reliance on Hashem, so then the many principles come through, apply, like we've spoken about many times. Why didn't Hashem come through for me? I relied on him. Well, again, my reliance wasn't 100% sincere, so I don't have that axiom of bitachon, fine. But besides for that, I asked him for help. So why the question is really, why does Hashem sometimes say no? So Hashem sometimes says no, as we know, because we don't understand the ins and outs of this world. Everything, as we started in this message, everything in this world is up, many things in this world are upside down to the true perspective. Sometimes a person, the true gift for them and blessing for them is that they should suffer a certain illness, and that is the greatest gift for them. Again, it could be that that's going to improve a certain character trait. It could be that there's many calculations beyond our imagination. The example I always like to relate to and give is the concept of reincarnation, of Gilgulim. And when one just thinks about that for a moment, we realize just how little we understand about the world. Just imagine an individual who passes away from a previous life. As we know, most of us are living for definitely not the first time. And in a previous life, imagine that we did very, very well, but when we passed away, we got back to Hashem, and again, cutting a long story short of what it speaks about in Sfarim, what happens in the next world, etc. We get to Hashem, and the story that is told back to us is, listen, you did pretty well, but you can't go to the highest levels because of a certain something. You didn't do so well, and you were a little bit lazy in a certain area. You didn't succeed so great in this area. We've got an offer for you. This is what's going to happen. You got to go back to the world. You're gonna live a pretty good life, or challenges in certain areas, however they present to you. But in particular, your health, it's going to be a struggle. And that is specifically your ticket to the next world, to eternity. Do you want to take it? And when a person has clear vision in the next world, they say, just imagine this scenario. Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it. I'm taking it. And then they come back to this world. Every time they're suffering illness, they're trying to get out of the illness. But in truth, that illness is the absolute best thing for them. Now, again, we don't know this whole picture, and specifically because Hashem wants us to apply bitachon, Hashem doesn't tell us the whole picture, so that we're always hoping for the best. And again, if a person is 100% sincere in their bitachon Hashem, Hashem will make it that, even though there's that previous reincarnation and that whole story, Hashem will make it that a person is going to achieve the best possible thing, rectifying their previous Gilgul as well as this Gilgul, as well as everything, and not having to suffer illness because of their bitachon. Hashem is able to do that. That's where we learn the power of bitachon. Whilst at the same time, again, we're answering directly, if a person doesn't have that absolute high level of bitachon, Hashem sometimes says no, because there's many other considerations, such as what we're saying, such as what will be good for an individual. So it's not that, and many other factors. So it's not that Hashem is, God forbid, not reliable, or Hashem let me down. It is that there are many other considerations, and there's a specific reason why Hashem is, in the words you've used, letting me down, but it's not really letting me down. It hasn't come through for me in the way that I would like. I'll just share two more points on this, and that is that, again, when you take a little child, and just imagine the child is having too much ice cream, and then the parent takes away the ice cream from the child now, because then the parent understands from previous experiences that if this child continues to eat more ice cream, they're going to get a terrible stomach ache, and it's going to be really bad for them. And the child starts to kick and scream and kick at the parent because they're so angry at them, they're enjoying this ice cream. Why are they being so mean to me? And, you know, and we understand that the parent in the superior knowledge is taking it away because they know what is best for the child. And again, as it's spoken about many times, this is just one easier way to relate to when it comes to Hashem not giving us what we want. It's not that He's letting us down, it's He's specifically looking after us and giving us exactly what we need. One very important point, I referred to it before, but I'll just end with this now because it needs to be emphasized again, it's not emphasized enough, is again that we, if we ask someone which scenario would you prefer, and this is sometimes why people don't like to hear the truth about bitachon. If you present someone, okay, A, just put it all in Hashem's hands. I don't know really what's best for me. I'm happy with what Hashem wants for me. I don't even need to change the plan, anything, or daven for things, or take responsibility to try have bitachon. Hashem knows exactly what's best for me, and whatever He does, I'm happy with. And stop there. We don't do any more than that. You just stop there. You know, the person's healthy, a person's not healthy, a person's paranasa, not paranasa, shalom bayis, not shalom bayis. It doesn't matter. Whatever Hashem wants for me, I accept. That's option one. Option two is Hashem is running the show. I acknowledge it 100%. But at the same time, He's taught us that if you have bitachon for something, you will dictate your own destiny. So it's up to you. It's not up to Hashem in a sense. Hashem's putting it in your courts and saying, if you daven to me, if you have sincere bitachon, you will be healthy. And if you don't, then you won't get out of this illness, etc. So now if you offer a person sometimes the two of these perspectives, sometimes a person prefers the earlier one because in a sense, you don't have to be responsible. Just leave it up to Hashem. People don't like to have a responsibility and accountability, whereas the real approach, as we've learned from the many, many Mefarshim, real bitachon is it's in your boat, it's in your hands. You're accountable. If you have the full bitachon, you will get what you're asking for. You'll succeed in that. And when we don't receive something that we really, really want from it, you know, and we rely and we really try to rely on Hashem for, a real mature, truthful response is to say the correct perspective, and that is that I didn't have enough bitachon. That's okay. It's okay. I'm a human being. I'm trying. It's amazing. I might be doing amazingly. Nothing to beat myself up about. The opposite, to pat myself on the back that I'm trying to be on this journey. But at the same time, to take accountability, to be accountable and responsible and say, it's not that Hashem let me down. It's that I didn't have enough bitachon. I wasn't sincere enough. Putting the ball back in my court rather than just, you know, shifting the blame off my own shoulders, which is something that we like to do in this world. So, Bezrat Hashem, some perspectives on this question. We should all, Bezrat Hashem, be zoche to reach the highest level of sincere emunah and bitachon.